AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is at a pivotal point in its four-year fight to defeat Russia's invasion, saying in an address to the nation, with Ukrainians potentially facing a choice between standing up for their sovereign rights or losing American support as leaders negotiate a U.S. peace proposal. The AP's Samia Kaloub is in Kyiv.
Zelensky was presented with a 28-point peace plan from the Trump administration, which includes conditions that have long been rejected by Zelensky, including ceding territory in the Donbass and also weakening Ukraine's armed forces. Zelensky has said that these conditions are simply unjust and unconstitutional.
President Trump, in a radio interview today, said he wants an answer from Zelensky on his 28-point plan by Thursday, but says an extension is possible to finalize the terms. It's raining heavily in parts of Southern California. There are new flash flood warnings. It also increases the risks of mudslides, especially in areas hit by wildfires. William Churchill is with the National Weather Service.
It's not that it was completely tremendous amount of rainfall, but it was a pretty good amount in a very short period, and that tends to be what is problematic for those burn scars and mudslide impacts.
Some vehicles were stuck in floodwaters near Culver City before dawn. The Supreme Court is meeting in private today with a key issue on the agenda, President Trump's birthright citizenship order, declaring children born to parents who are in the country illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The justices could say as soon as Monday whether they will hear the president's appeal of lower court rulings that have uniformly struck down these citizenship restrictions. An officer at St. Louis's busiest airport shot and killed a man who wielded a knife early this morning outside the doors of a terminal. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street a day after another bumpy ride for markets. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 220 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Hopes for an interest rate cut next month increased after an influential official at the Federal Reserve suggested he may support cutting rates again. Gap and Ross stores rose sharply after reporting stronger profits than expected. The market's biggest stock, the AI chip giant NVIDIA, gave up an early gain and turned lower. Seth Sutel, New York.
A robot lawnmower left an amateur soccer club in Germany without a playing field after biting off more than it could mow. The robotic mower called Robbie got stuck in wet ground and dug up the playing surface. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.